Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I realize that there's a lot of questions, a lot going on, a lot of breaking news. Currently, there's a debate going on in Congress on if President Trump needs to be removed from office, being, quote, mentally unfit. And Chuck Schumer is demanding that Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, and the cabinet remove President Trump from office using the 25th Amendment. And, you know, the debate over the last, 12 to 24 hours, after we saw what happened yesterday afternoon at the Capitol, has surrounded whether President Trump incited the violence. Did he urge the violence? Did he sit back and encourage support, bask in what happened yesterday? Versus, did he do all he could to stop the Capitol from being attacked? And the concept of, or the idea of him being removed from office stems from the fact that people feel he threw the Republicans under the bus. He let the Republicans get attacked. He and his people called them cult members. They've been called in the news cult members, that Trump allowed his cult members to go and attack his brethren, you know, Democrats and Republicans, and just let them to be at, you know, at the protesters' mercy, you know, without protecting his colleagues or people who served him. You have other sides saying there's facial recognition software that have identified some of the protesters. And some of the protesters were not Trump supporters. There were people wearing Trump clothes and part of Antifa. I don't know much about facial software, so I can't, you know, confirm, but I believe it was the Washington Times. Some of the news outlets have been reporting it. Some have been debunking it. So we don't know. All we know is, you know, the Capitol got destroyed. I also something else that I think we're going to probably have to slowly start discussing is, you know, what is the definition of a Democrat? What is the definition of a Republican? What is the definition of a Trump supporter? What's the definition of a Biden supporter? You know, there are, you know, many blurred lines. You know, it's not that well demarcated. So you have many people that support Trump, but they do not support the Republican Party. I know a lot of Democrats that like Trump, but they're not Republicans. I know a lot of Republicans, they don't want anything to do with Trump. So, you know, will Trump be removed? You know, was he, you know, a part of the, you know, the protest? Did he basically throw his colleagues under the bus and, you know, put them at risk? You know, when the president wanted to have a rally, the Save America rally, because judges were not looking at the evidence that they had, you know, for the election fraud that had been alleged, I was kind of amazed at how many tens of thousands of people were there. I mean, it showed that, you know, again, it was a razor tight race, but, you know, half the country loves Trump, half the country doesn't. I assuming the election was done with no fraud. There's no way it was fraud free. All elections have fraud. How much fraud was done? How contaminated was the process? Since mail-in ballots was never done before, who knows? Who knows how many inaccuracies there could have been? However, when I saw originally people speaking, I think Donald Trump's son Eric was speaking and people were speaking, it just seemed to be like any other rally. When Mike Pence had said he wasn't going to delay the electoral vote to look at evidence that they were going to probably call the electoral college the way it was that day, that's when things turned ugly. Now, should President Trump have right then and there said, don't storm the Capitol? I think that would have been appropriate. I don't think any political figure, you know, should allow any sort of laws to be broken. Should he be impeached? Should he be thrown out of office? Well, a lot of people are worried that, you know, he might make some, you know, rash decisions in his last couple weeks of office, but he's still president. Constitutional-wise, he's president. So is he, quote-unquote, mentally unfit? Well, to remove a president from office, I mean, you need to, you know, you need to really show that they are incapacitated, unable to communicate, unable to make decisions. And a rally that turned bad, it was ridiculous, it never should have happened. Is that on him? Is that his fault? Is that a sign of mental unfitness? You know, was this planned? Were there people who, it doesn't even have to be Antifa, were there people that wanted mayhem and didn't care how it reflected on the president? Now, people say, but the president's at fault because he wanted to have a rally showing that, you know, he has support and, you know, the election was stolen. I don't blame Trump for being mad, you know, all these weeks. You know, if he's seen, you know, what's been, you know, shown with the videos and the suitcases and the, you know, dead ballots and all that, I can understand why anybody who lost the election would be mad. And, you know, leaving, you know, showing that, you know, you have crowds, you know, doing parades for you. He's a narcissist. Trump wants to show that he's loved. He wants to show that he doesn't have to leave the White House with his tail between his legs. He wants to show that he left the White House being one of the more popular Republican presidents. But is he at fault for what happened yesterday? Well, we've seen many rallies and many that start to go bad. I don't know how many political figures were faulted for what happened with statue tear down and you know, fires and businesses destroyed. I mean, if there was a politician who said, look, go and destroy businesses, yeah, that politician should lose their office. But we haven't had, with any of the BLM protests, or even with this one, anybody saying, you know, you go and, you know, tear things up. Now, maybe figuratively. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. I mean, it's going to be a very long 2 weeks, you know, but, you know, a lot of debate ensues. And again, who was there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this next topic you would think would be about 4 to 8-year-olds, but I do need to warn you that this next topic is going to be more adult content. So do not let your kids listen to this next segment, even though this is about a kids' TV show. So apparently what has made headlines over the last few hours is there is a TV show that has been launched in Denmark for kids that pretty much target the 4 to 8-year-old, preschool, early childhood, grade school. And this TV show is unlike any other TV show I have seen. It's not about vegetables. It's not about a blue dog. It's not about a purple bear. It's about a middle-aged man and his very long phallus, or male organ. This is not a joke. This is a headline, and this is a TV show that's been launched in Denmark. And apparently the show has mixed critiques, and they're very short segments. It kind of is a clay-like animation. Do you guys remember Mr. Bill from the 70s? Oh, no, it's Mr. Bill. You know, they kind of are doing that sort of animation with it. And I think his name is John Dillermand. And John Dillermand appears to have a 15-foot-long male organ. And you see him play badminton with it. This is no joke. This is all over the news. You see him play badminton with it. You see him barbecue with it. And it's a kid's show. This is a children's show. I don't know what the entertainment industry is, you know, turning into. And it's a new animated series. And he apparently has lots of issues, because his male organ is just so long that he can't do things. He has trouble going shopping. He has trouble doing certain tasks. And apparently people think this is funny. And children think this is funny. Now, we have made some great, great progress trying to desexualize, right? You know, movies that children watch, TV shows, you know. I mean, you know, remember all the, I think I might have even written an article, you know, how many sexual innuendos used to be in Disney films, right? Wasn't it somebody that would even just draw them just for funsies? So I think we've made great efforts in the editing department to make sure that we didn't have anything inappropriate for kids. But this is the first time I have heard that a show designed for kids to watch and laugh at has something so grossly sexual, so grossly inappropriate. Now, some might say, well, you know, it's a foreign country. Foreign countries look at nudity differently. Kids look at body parts as being funny. Well, yes, but, you know, if you're going to take a child's mind, and a child that has, you know, only X amount of brain cells and X amount of years to grow and develop and cement memory, do you really need to waste those precious moments of learning on something that is not real, that is inappropriate? I like, you know, learning type shows. I guess we have to be careful because some shows really infuse politics in them, and we don't want that. But, you know, I enjoy, like, Electric Company. I grew up with Electric Company, you know, where you'd learn how to put letters together and, you know, put sounds together and consonants. Yeah, you know, I like learning. I liked the baby Mozart, where kids would get an appreciation of classical music. My son used to watch Baby Mozart of the Baby Einstein series, and he loves listening to Mozart. And it's because when he was little, you know, he would watch it. He had good memories of being a baby. And, you know, so, you know, if you're going to spend time with that, but, you know, here's the thing, though. And those that are supporting a TV show that has, you know, unusually unrealistic large male phalluses as its main, shall we say, plot to the show, the reason why there are people supporting that is you have people say, look, right, the way we approach nudity with kids, the way we approach our body parts could instill inappropriate behavior. Now, I get asked all the time as a doctor, when do we discuss, you know, sex with children? When do we not let our children see us naked? When do we tell a child to not touch their body parts? So, you know, for example, you'll have little kids that will touch themselves, not sexually, it's just, you know, it's something to play with down there. You know, and moms are like, no, bad boy, don't do that. You know, and dad's like, well, he's not a bad boy. I mean, you know, you know, daddies do that all the time. And I'm like, he can't be doing that in school. He can't be doing that in public. All right? These are things that in society is not allowed, and we don't want him getting in trouble in school. If a child watches a cartoon such as this, decides that, well, it's the in thing to talk about your body parts, and decides to show other people theirs, not only can he get kicked out of school nowadays, you could be in trouble with Me Too, and you could be branded, you know, for life and never get a job. So, I mean, we have a society that's not very open to people discussing and showing their body parts. So I would not, you know, want kids to emulate what they see. But young kids do very commonly touch themselves. And what I tell parents to do, or patients to do, is you tell the child, you know, depending on the age, look, you know, those aren't always clean. You know, if you touch yourself there, that's where you potty. And your potty isn't clean. So you have to wash your hands. And, you know, it's not good to touch that. And you also don't want to make that dirty. So don't touch it. You know, and play with it and whatever. And now, I'm sure a child psychologist would say, no, that's wrong. You know, you need to embrace, you know, yes, you do want to talk to them about their body part, explain what that body part is for. But when your child is four, all right, they're not going to really understand the whole reproductive conversation. So I would, if they were that young, I'd say, look, you know, it's not, you know, we don't want you to touch your mouth. We don't want you to touch your nose. We don't want you to stick your fingers in your ears. We don't want you to put your fingers there. All right, that's where you do pee-pee and poo-poo. Oh, okay. Right. Usually that works. That works. I could ask, when do you talk about sex? Well, it used to be when they were in puberty. Now, unfortunately, I have to have the sex talk with my kids because kids apparently have have friends that have older brothers. So I told you about the story when, you know, kids had a friend over. They had a sleepover. Apparently, they spoke about sex the whole night. My kids were 7 and 4, and they were giggling about it the next day. So I asked, you know, I asked the boys after the friend left. I go, all right, so you teach me what's sex. And, you know, they were like hemming and hawing and, you know, and apparently the younger one, the 4-year-old, was able to, you know, say it exactly. Well, it's when the boy sticks his blank, it's a blank. You know, none of this, oh, when two people fall in love and, you know, they're right off into the sunset. Nothing like you'd hear from a little girl. But from, you know, my son, it's, you know, a direct action. And so, you know, I had to kind of explain to them, you know, what it was then. And that was a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. In terms of when should kids stop, you know, seeing their parents naked, you know, when we are concerned that they are going to, you know, when I usually tell people that, you know, younger kids, you know, many times we'll bring them into the bathroom with us. You know, I mean, when I went to Walmart and my kids were young, I didn't leave them outside the stall. They came. I made them face the wall, but, you know, I had them come in with me. So for safety reasons, you know, you could bring them in and, you know, tell them to turn away, but you don't want a child who walks in on you in the shower or in the bathroom to feel bad. Just say, you know, look, you know, mommy needs private time. You know, mommy's undressed. Sort of thing. So you could start that at any age you feel confident. But you just don't want a child to, you know, feel like they're in trouble. Now, if your child's 13, that's a problem. But with a young child, you just kind of redirect them and say, you know, look, you know, mommy's taking a shower. Mommy needs private time. You know, when I'm dressed, I'll talk to you. Right? You know, you don't want to, you know, make them fearful of being naked in the shower, but you also want them to know that there are boundaries. Because we live in a society where people can't be naked all the time. They have to wear clothes. So, you know, we'll see what happens with, you know, our pediatric educational planning when it comes to the entertainment industry. But I would say I think this animated show has no business being shown to kids. Adult Swim, maybe. Adult Swim, this might be very entertaining. But not for 4 to 8-year-olds. I think completely inappropriate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be locked through at least Inauguration Day. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg writing that, in his opinion, the president used his platform to condone rather than condemn his supporters' behavior. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants a nonpartisan commission to look into the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the President of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the Mayor of the District of Columbia.
She said what happened at the Capitol was textbook terrorism and added that what took place went against the district's values. Bowser also wants command of the D.C. National Guard to be transferred to her. You're listening to USA Radio News. The coronavirus vaccine is continuing to cause havoc across the nation.
The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,920 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Reaction continuing to come in from the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday, former Secretary of State Colin Powell calling it a national disgrace.
It was a disgraceful performance by our leaders, a disgraceful performance by our military and our police officials.
Paul also telling MSNBC that the security situation at the Capitol was deeply inadequate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Ronald from, where is this? Tallahassee, Florida. Oh, nice to meet you. Yay, Ronald, yay. He wants to know, what will healthcare look like in a Biden administration? Okay. So, we spoke a little bit about this. During the debates and the primaries, we got a little bit of what Joe Biden would do with healthcare. I don't think it's anything we could hold Joe Biden to because that was done during a primary. Remember, anything, you know, a politician says during a campaign doesn't necessarily mean we can, you know, take it as verbatim. I mean, Trump did promise a wall. Trump promised to try to repeal and replace Obamacare. He did try to repeal it, but again, no replacement. So we really haven't had George Bush read my lips. We really haven't had, you know, much success in people saying they're going to do something. And then, you know, it gets done. I know a lot of people are concerned about Beto O'Rourke and, you know, the guns and the Second Amendment. And so, you know, there is a lot of concern and fear, you know, from half the country on, you know, what's going to happen. Is the wall going to be taken down? Is, you know, and then others are excited about what might happen, you know, in the ensuing months in terms of, you know, immigration and in terms of clean energy and, you know, the marijuana stocks and the clean energy and electric car stocks, you know, skyrocketing. So, you know, you have, you know, some anticipation and then you have some fear. But when it comes to health care, what Joe Biden originally was discussing was not very sexy or exciting. It was to double down on the ACA. If Joe Biden, with Obama's signature law, which I don't believe was a popular law, even with Democrats, but if Joe Biden had in the middle of the primary spoken ill of it and said that he was going to replace it, that wouldn't shine very well on him. It wouldn't be good optics. So he instead basically suggested he was going to expand on that. I believe he is going to consider Medicare for all. But to be honest, I think a lot of it is up in the air. When, you know, the discussions came up of healthcare, it was, the majority of them were pre-COVID. Then, throughout COVID, the topic switched to, well, you know, we are going to, you know, try to get the economy reopened. We are going to support masks for the first, 120 days. You know, there was, you know, back and forth on lockdowns. And so the topic of what's going to happen to our deductibles, what's going to happen to, you know, the ACA essential, you know, functions of insurance and the essential aspects that are supposed to be saved. So personally, what my opinion is I think it's, you know, the jury's not out. I think healthcare is going to be approached by the Joe Biden administration. I think he might reverse some of the mandate ends that Trump did. One thing I did support with President Trump is stopping the mandate. I believe you need to incentivize people to get health care, not penalize them. And so I would hope that Joe Biden would incentivize employers to purchase health insurance for their employees. You know, you have employers right now coming, well, I don't know how, if we're going to come out of a recession, but we have employers right now really burdened with a lot of the PPE costs, the lack of volume and traffic being restricted with lockdowns, paying for an employee's $400 or $500 a month insurance is not going to be top on their list. I hope Biden doesn't penalize employers, because I think employers might just throw in the towel. However, I've always suggested with healthcare what a president should do is give tax credits, give a, you know, $1,000 tax credit to anybody they hire, and give a $500 tax credit to anybody who they give insurance for, health insurance for, and the amount of money that hired employee will put into the system will more than easily cover the tax credit that was given to the employer. So I hope Biden would do something like that. So, you know, will the block of the mandates be reversed? Maybe. Will he fine-tune and fine-tweak healthcare? I believe so. I don't think he's going to leave the ACA as is. The ACA is already kind of imploding because you have telemedicine now. You have multiple different changes when it comes to healthcare. You know, the access to healthcare has gotten worse because we've realized in this country we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough medical providers. We don't have enough beds. We don't have enough oxygen, as it looks like in California. So when you give somebody an insurance card, and it's the same thing we've said since 2009, that doesn't mean a person has access to health care. That means they have an insurance card in their wallet. Having some sort of insurance doesn't necessarily translate to them having health care. So I am hoping Biden improves on that. Now, what some of you have asked is he going to do public option? Is he going to try to move to Medicare for all? Well, if his constituents and his Congress, and it looks like now he will have control of both the Congress and the Senate, want that, then I wouldn't be surprised if he moves forward with more universal health care coverage. Joe Biden has been a 37-year veteran of Congress, a 37-year a political figure. He's going to want his name on something. Everybody does. And so is he going to do it through health care? Health care is probably one of the easiest things for him to tinker with and put his name on, because it's a little bit in disarray. And if, you know, if I was Joe Biden, and I'm going to be talking about this later this month, you know, what moves would I advise him to do if I was a strategist? It would be whatever wasn't able to be accomplished during the Trump administration and is in disarray. You really can't go wrong, you know, trying to tweak it, fix it, and then slap your name on it. He has to be extremely, though, careful about coming up with universal coverage, such as Medicare for All, when we're printing money like there's no tomorrow. Medicare, for those people who are on it, is already being pinched, and many of the services are already meek. And we have doctors leaving the field in droves, many of them going to telemedicine, because they have just lost their tushies through and their practices throughout COVID. People wouldn't come back into the office. They went to telemedicine. Telemedicine competed with the average neighborhood doctor. So many people who had family practice and internal medicine offices, their patients aren't coming in, unless the ones that get turned down from telemedicine. So you have a lot of physicians out there saying, I can't do it. And with older individuals using telemedicine because it's safer than going outside to a doctor's office, might not be better medicine, but it's safer because they don't have to be exposed to COVID. You know, your older individuals, if their doctor goes away, that's one less Medicare provider. We don't have enough Medicare providers. Many people don't take Medicare because they don't get reimbursed. As they might get reimbursed well when Medicare does reimburse, but for those of us who were Medicare providers, it was a mess. Medicare would say they paid and the check never came. Patients are like, yeah, they paid you. I got a piece of paper. I go, yeah, but the money never got deposited. And when we would call and ask where the money was, wouldn't come. Or they would pay 12 cents for a flu shot and you would be taking a beating when you would do things for a Medicare patient. So these little things, and or you would have two patients, both with high blood pressure, same diagnosis, same age, same gender. One claim gets paid, one doesn't. There was not a lot of rhyme or reason. Now, maybe Medicare has improved in the last few years. I doubt it. So you have a lot of providers out there that refuse to take a government insurance because they don't like not getting paid. So I don't know if that's the right way. So to answer your question, I'm not sure where healthcare is going to go under Biden administration, but I think he's going to double down on the ACA, tweak it, and maybe add more universal coverage. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for all your emails and your texts and all that. We are very, very excited about 2021 from the radio perspective, having, you know, so many new listeners from all around the country. We're very excited to have you. You can always reach out to us by calling us on our show at 1-877-DOCDALI or sending us notes through Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, the Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia Show, our email at Dr. Dahlia Dr. Jeff Dr. Jeff.com. So excited to have you. Now, unfortunately, these notes aren't, hey, Dr. Dahlia, your hair is so well combed. I'm not getting those notes. I'm getting people in huge distress, very scared. One told me that they're very, very frustrated because they've been turned down from urgent cares multiple times, and they have shortness of breath. Others are very frustrated that they can't get COVID treatment. So what I'm seeing from some of you, and we've discussed this on the show before, but I understand we have some new listeners, so I apologize if I sound like a broken record. But what has changed with medicine and has changed even more so with January 2021 is because of COVID, there has been a huge, huge push for telemedicine and telehealth. And insurance companies have realized that they could spend less money if you go and have a telehealth call. It's a lot cheaper for a health insurance company. Because when somebody would go to the doctor and they would say, hi, Dr. Dahlia, I need Viagra. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a second. If you're having low blood flow, right, and needing Viagra and erectile dysfunction, let me check your heart because I want to make sure you're not having blood flow issues with the heart. Or I would also say, look, you know, let me also check your testosterone. Well, we can't do that on telemedicine. On telemedicine, most of the telemedicine platforms really can't order blood tests yet. And they can't do EKGs. So most of the telemedicine calls are one question, one medical problem issues. Now, some will ask multiple questions, you know, try to make it a whole doctor's visit. But for the most part, you have a call. It's about a 10-minute visit over the phone or over the video. And that's it. We might refer you back to a doctor to get your heart looked at. We can't write erectile dysfunction drugs on telehealth, etc. But insurance companies have noticed that they are saving a lot of money. Patients are noticing they're saving a lot of money because insurance companies are incentivizing them to go to telemedicine for care. And many insurance companies say no copay. If you use telemedicine first, rather than going to your family doctor or your family internist, go use telehealth. Same thing with pediatrics. So I have been inundated with calls, and I'm very grateful to my company being able to provide care, but I'm getting pink eye, and I'm getting, you know, stomach pain and chest pain and leg swelling and all sorts of things that, unfortunately, many of these people still need care, and I'll tell them you need to go and get seen. And many of my listeners and even the patients that I see will say, but I'm being turned down. I cannot go to an urgent care. Now, some are lying. Because I'll ask them, I'm like, which urgent care is this? Because I'll call them now. Well, I haven't tried. Okay. Because you know me. I mean, I will go to bat with my patients. If I have to, I will call them up saying, look, I have a patient right now that has this issue. And I am sending them, do not turn them down. I mean, I've done that with an ER, but I've rarely had to because usually people didn't get turned down. There are people getting turned down. We are seeing those cases because urgent cares are full. Or they, you know, can't really handle somebody with full-blown COVID and they don't want exposure. Although now the average urgent care expects anybody walking in with COVID. The majority of people with COVID don't have symptoms. So we're assuming that somebody walking in for a stubbed toe, you know, or an x-ray of their ankle could be just sitting there breathing COVID anyway, which is why we have the masks and we have the social distancing. But the frustration that people are getting is they can't get into their medical provider because of weeks or months long or because their medical provider has just closed up shop. I have never seen so many providers retire this year. I pseudo-retired a few years back to teach and to concentrate more on, you know, media and do, you know, telemedicine. But I, you know, that was years ago. That was, you know, after Obamacare. That was, you know, now we have a new issue where, you know, a lot of nurses are like, I'm out. You know, I got family to protect and family to take care of. So you have doctors that can't find staff. You have doctors that can't get their patients to come back in. They have high costs, the exposure. So a lot of doctors are retiring. So if you thought you had a doctor shortage now, you haven't seen what's about to hit. And the medical schools can't pump out doctors fast enough. And telemedicine doctors, there's a lot of. We have a lot of now doctors available on telemedicine, which is great. But when a telemedicine doctor says, look, I can't treat your COVID over the phone. Now we have patients say, look, what do I do? Now, why aren't doctors treating COVID over the phone? All right. Well, one is we can't verify that you have COVID. Okay. if you do have COVID and you're having difficulty breathing, right, we can't prescribe a lot of oral medications. Most of, you know, the hydroxychloroquine, many governors banned that. So we, you know, you're not going to get hydroxychloroquine from a telemedicine doctor. You can't get remdesivir because that's an IV infusion. We can't give you monoclonal antibody infusions on telemedicine. You can't do that. So, you know, if somebody has active COVID or severe COVID, they have to be taken care of in person. Mind you, hospitals are filling up. Some hospitals at 100% capacity. Urgent cares can't manage that. So patients are starting to feel trapped. Now, I've been asked multiple times, why won't doctors give us Z-Packs for COVID? Well, you know, I've said this for years, that I've noticed Z-Packs, right, even though it's not an appropriate treatment at all for viral illnesses, I've noticed Zithromax for years of using it with bronchitis patients, right? You know, when people were asking, I noticed that, and even noticed with myself, Z-Packs make you feel better. Maybe there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory component to it. Maybe it knows how to kind of decrease, you know, some of that, you know, cytokine response. But a Z-Pak is an antibiotic. It's a very valuable antibiotic. It's a very valuable tool we have. And unfortunately, we've overused it. Once people felt better using a Z-Pak with their bronchitis, it got overused. When we had to stop giving cough syrups with codeine, right, people really didn't like doing the Robitussin thing for 2 weeks. They asked for a Z-Pak and felt better a few days later. But the average bronchitis is viral. Just like COVID is viral, it's not supposed to respond to an antibiotic. Yet we are seeing some data, and there's debate on that, that Zithromax helps, and Zithromax is being used in the hospital. But because we don't have definitive data that we are supposed to be treating COVID with an antibiotic, and an antibiotic that's being overused and starting to grow resistance, most telemedicine platforms do not allow doctors to give you a Z-Pak for COVID or for bronchitis. There's rules. There's antibiotic stewardship now. Same thing with steroids. People ask, well, I need to be put on steroids. Well, that's a little tricky. Steroids can up your blood pressure. Steroids can up your blood sugar. Steroids can suppress your immune system. So there's some doctors that'll say, look, you know, let's put you on steroids and help your breathing. And there's others saying, if you're really having that kind of trouble breathing, you need to be seen. So patients are feeling trapped because they feel like they need a medicine. The in-person doctor isn't available. They're being shunted to telemedicine, and telemedicine does a fantastic service, but there's limitations with what we're allowed to do. They get told to go back and see a doctor. They can't see a doctor. And nobody wants to sit home and have worsening COVID, right? They don't want to have worsening COVID until they need to go to the hospital. I still have patients call me saying, I'm told you are not supposed to go to the urgent care unless you are severe. Yeah, but I don't want you getting to that point where you're severe. You might need a chest x-ray. We might need to see that you have, you know, see if you have pneumonia. You know, there's other sorts of bugs out there. We have flu. We have pneumonia. So when patients start to feel trapped, you know, it's not good. And, you know, if you saw a Capitol get stormed, I wonder what's going to happen with hospitals. And so if I had any advice for hospitals, up the security, because I think you have a lot of people scared. And if they feel trapped, you know, we can't really trust what the average human is thinking or going to do. 1-877-DR-WBS.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.